Well, Coach, let's talk some track first. Your kids, wow, watching you lately. I know, going back to the Bader invite, we saw the RPAC. I know you took some kids up to Sunderland. Your kids, the last couple of weeks, have just taken off like gangbusters. No question, you've been extremely proud about girls and boys, what they've done this spring.
Yeah, you know, we set up our practice schedule, so, you know, we're peaking at RPAC and districts. So, you know, our kids have been, you know, steadily improving, and you know, they're peaking at the right time. We had some really great performances at RPAC, and I'm extremely proud of the way our kids performed, and hopefully we can keep that going at districts and state as well.
I know coaches and participants, everybody with the RPAC take pride in that conference, and that conference shows you, Coach, that you're second to none when it comes to track and field. 16 meet records, that was a tremendous day for everyone to watch all those kids, wasn't it?
You know, our conference is tougher than heck, you know, and most of our conference is going to be in our district as well, and, you know, our district is going to be one of the toughest in the state, and a lot of the at-large times and throws and distances are going to come out of our district for Class D. It's just a meat grinder of a conference, and if you medal in our conference, you've absolutely earned it. So, you know, our pack this last couple of years and next couple of years is absolutely one of the best conferences in Class D in the state for sure.
Coach, just start with the girls first. I know that 4x4, we've been talking about that relay throughout since the beginning, and it seems like you just knock off seconds each and every time. They did it at a conference, and you go up to Sunderland, you knock some more time off at 4:10, and that, of course, you broke the school record too, didn't you?
The girls, they broke the meet record at RPAC. Still a couple seconds away from the school record, the girls are. Yeah, you know, we've started out at 4:17, you know, that first meet at Minden, and then, you know, we've hit 4:17 a couple different times, and then finally busted out a 4:10 at RPAC, and then hit 4:10 again last night and beat it by 0.18 last night at Sutherland as well. So PR'd twice in a row, so that's nice. And, you know, I still think we got a couple seconds to take off that. So those girls have been working really hard, and really happy they got to, you know, win that RPAC meet, you know, last race of the day for them. So that was great.
And, boy, you're going to have to run your best at Bertrand coming up for the district. And, you know, you're almost certain they're going to have additional qualifiers probably come from this district as well.
Yeah, you know, our district has the top three times in the state come from our district in that 4x4. You'd think we'd get additional qualifiers out of that, and it could be four additional qualifiers, you know, because there's several other teams. Cambridge put together a good team, Wapaw, and put together a good team as well. They ran well last night, so there could be several teams in that 4x4 come out of our district. I hope we run well. You know, if we could PR, I think we have a good chance of making it. Maywood Hay Center, you know, dropped 4 seconds off their time last night. They ran really well, and they're now leading the state. So it's going to be a very competitive race at district, that girls' 1,600-meter relay.
Not to pinpoint one individual, Coach, but Ruby McCune has been fun to watch. The last couple of meets, I've had a chance to watch her in your sprints, runs in your relays. That young lady is, I think, really had a nice spring for you.
Yeah, she's been working hard, you know, worked hard in the weight room as well, and been working hard in practice. And, you know, she's been stuck at that 27.01 PR in the 200, and we're really trying to get her under, you know, 27, get her in the 26s in that 200. But, you know, she's been bringing her 400 split time down and in that relay, and she's really been working hard. So really like the way she's progressing toward the season's end here, and she's really peaking at the right time.
Desi Farner, again, and same with her in the open quarter. She runs in her relays, and again, seems like every time she is on that track, she's lowering her time each and every time as well.
Yeah, she's steadily been in improving her time. Finally got a PR in that 400 for the year. You know, she broke 62 for the first time this year. You know, she ran 61.8 at Best of the Midwest last year and hasn't beat that since, and finally got that beat on our pack, and so we're looking forward to, you know, have a really good time at district as well. So she's improving, and she's working hard, and she's peaking at the right time as well.
I think I mentioned earlier with the girls 4x4, I got it confused with your boys 4x4 at conference. That 331 did break that school record that day, didn't it?
Yes, the 339.3, I think it was. It did break the school record, which was, I think, 333.8. And that was from 1985. I can't remember the guys on it. I need to look that up. But, yeah, that record's been on the board for a long time. And those guys ran a heck of a race and ran their tails off and just a second away from winning the race. So they're working hard, and they really want to increase that, lower that time as well.
We mentioned Trenton Roskup, and gosh dang, just battling back from injury, and it's great to see him get a medal at the make of the finals, the 110 highs, and get a medal. Boy, he's really done a great job battling the way back, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's still, you know, he's very sore, you know, after every practice and the next day and after every meet. You know, he's going through a lot of pain, but, you know, he's fighting through it, and it was really great to see him medal in those 110s. He earned it. You know, I think he can still take time off, both those hurdle times, and, you know, he might have an opportunity to break onto that 4x4 team. We'll see what happens. He's going to be on it this week at Alma, see what kind of time split he can run. You know, he's just a competitor, and really nice to see him back running over those hurdles.
Well, Casey, it seems like every time I watch that kid run, he's a man possessed out there trying to get that time, faster time. And I take it you're for districts coming up in Bertrand, looking at him in the sprints, the quarter, and a relay. Will he be a four-event guy coming up on district day?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's what he wants to do. And I think he proved at RPAC that he can handle that. And, you know, that's very impressive that, you know, he hasn't had four events because of injuries. You know, he hasn't done that since he was a sophomore. So, you know, being able to win the 1-2-4 at RPAC, which is, you know, very extremely competitive, and we had some of the leaders in the state at RPAC, and he was able to come in and win the 1-2 and 4, and then, you know, we were very close and win the 4x4. So, yeah, that's kind of the plan right now. We'll see what happens at districts, and you know, but even if he doesn't win them at districts, I think we could be sitting pretty good if he's an auto qualifier. I think he could be an extra qualifier in those events.
And same with Grayson Kohler in the quarter, maybe see what he does at districts, and then Cade Fish in the hurdles is right behind the Guzman kid from DCS, and a great spot to be in going into districts.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, Grayson's, you know, been hampered with a little injury last couple of weeks, hasn't ran very much, and ran the quarter last night and didn't run too bad, and ran, you know, 52.8, and ran a 50.8 split the other day at RPAC. So I think we can get him qualified in the quarter, and probably hopefully the relay as well, and Cade Fisher dealing with a little nagging injury too. So he's been running real well lately in the 110s, and I'm hoping we can get him qualified in those 110s. You know, he's sitting pretty good right now in our district, but, you know, some other kids have been lowering their times, so we're going to have to run well at districts.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. That's hopefully a nice day for district meet over in Bertrand. It could just be a repeat of the RPAC, and don't be surprised you had 10 meet records on that day. I know some of those meet records might be a little older, maybe not, but definitely you're going to probably see some more records broken that day.
I think so. I think we're looking at, you know, temps in the 80s, so it's going to be a good day for the sprinters for sure. You know, the distance runners, you know, RPAC in the lower 70s was probably a little better temps for them, but you know, temps in the 80s, probably a little better for the sprinters. So.
Finally, Coach, you mentioned football. I know our good buddy Chris Cottrell up at Scotts Bluff is finalizing those rosters and everything, and you're going to be thinking about a little football here at coming up in less than a month away.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be the head coach in the West Nebraska All-Star game for the East team, and John Strand, he's on my staff, will be an assistant coach, and Andy Seaman from Brady will be an assistant coach, and Jace Doolin from Cozad will be an assistant coach, and Jace is moving on to administration, so this might be his last football game, so that's pretty nice to have him on my staff. And right now we have 5 Arapahoe kids on the roster, so that's going to be great to be able to coach those guys. We got Eli Schaefer, Grayson Kohler, Will Casey, Jason Smith, and Alex Diaz right now. So pretty excited about that game June 7th, 11 a.m. in Scotts Bluff.
Boy, that'll be a fun week with practice and all the thing. They roll out the red carpet. I think you've been, it's not your first time, if correct me if I'm wrong, associated with that, but they really treat you well.
Yeah, it's a great experience out there in Scotts Bluff. Those guys put on a really good week for the kids and the coaches, and it's first class all the way by that board out there, and really appreciate them putting on this event for football and volleyball kids in Western Nebraska.